You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 979, hour number one. We're a day late and a dollar short, but that's okay. As usual for Martian Gardens, we're going to start with Notus, the Notus Chorus, or the Notus Choir, directed by Dominic Diorio. We heard last week from Stravinsky, we heard the three pieces for string quartet, composed in 1918. By the way, today is Stravinsky's 137th birthday, born June 17th, 1882. And so we heard the Zorah string quartet perform Stravinsky's three pieces for a string quartet last week, which is also included on the Notus CD, directed by Dominic Diorio. And Dominic Diorio took a poem written by Amy Lowell in the 1920s. This is Amy Lowell's attempt to verbally express the power of Stravinsky's music, and Diorio has set this to music, the poem itself, and he calls it Stravinsky Refracted, a musical setting of Amy Lowell's Stravinsky's three pieces, Grotesque, for string quartet. And this comes from the CD of Radiance and Refraction on Innova Recordings, released 2018. Music recorded at the University of Indiana, Bloomington, where Dominic Diorio teaches. And we'll follow this with two great artists who we rarely hear on Martian Gardens. They're not the ordinary Martian Gardens fair, but there really isn't any ordinary Martian Gardens fair, is there? We'll hear Sergei Prokofiev and music from Eisenstein's Ivan the Terrible. We'll hear overture and chorus, The Black Cloud Rises, and that's from a CD called Prokofiev Goes to the Movies. I think that was from 89, something I picked up in a buck bin maybe 25 years ago. I still got it around. It's kind of nice. Performed by the Philharmonia Orchestra. Conducted by Riccardo Muti, with the Ambrosian Singers, directed by John McCarthy. It's a short piece. And then we'll hear a couple of selections from Peter Gabriel. Peter Gabriel's Passion, music for Martin Scorsese's The Last Temptation of Christ, a controversial film, came out in 88. I went to see it with my girlfriend, and all the protesters were outside, the Catholics telling us it was a sinful movie, a wretched movie, we mustn't go see it. I went to see it, and I fell asleep, so maybe I can get absolution. Peter Gabriel, selections from Passion. We'll hear Of These, Hope, and Lazarus Raised. World music from Peter Gabriel, which will follow Prokofiev, The Black Cloud Rises, overture and chorus from Ivan the Terrible, and this Notus Stravinsky Refracted, a musical setting of Amy Lowell's poem on Stravinsky's three pieces for string quartet. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 979. The Martian Gardens blog for complete playlists is martiangardens.blog.
Thank you. Thank you.
Peter Gabriel, music from The Last Temptation of Christ. We started with Notice, that's in capital letters, spelled like not us. Notice, a choir chorus directed by Dominic Diorio from the University of Indiana at Bloomington. And that was a piece called Stravinsky Refracted, conducted by Dominic Diorio, composed by Dominic Diorio. Described as a musical setting of Amy Lowell's poem, Stravinsky's Three Pieces Grotesques for String Quartet, based on Amy Lowell's poem, designed to catch the power of Stravinsky's Three Pieces for String Quartet in words. And I've got a link to that on the Martian Gardens blog. You can read the poem for yourself, martiangardens.blog. That's martiangardens.blog. Episode 979, hour number one. And that was performed by the Notice Ensemble, Notice Choir, I should say, or Notice Chorus is probably the better word. The Notice Chorus, recorded at the University of Indiana, Bloomington. And we started, we then heard a brief selection from Prokofiev's music for Ivan the Terrible, which was for Sergei Eisenstein's 1944 film of that name, Ivan the Terrible, and that was Overture and Chorus, The Black Cloud Rises, and that's from a CD of abbreviated soundtracks of Prokofiev's music called Prokofiev Goes to the Movies, released on EMI in 1989. That was performed by the Philharmonia Orchestra of London, conducted by Riccardo Muti, and also the Ambrosian Singers, chorus master John McCarthy, and that featured the baritone Anatoly Mokrenko. And then again, we ended with Peter Gabriel and selections from The Passion. We heard Of These Hope and Lazarus Raised. And this was the first album released, recorded at Peter Gabriel's Real World Studios, and the first on the Real World label. A blend of pop and music from cultures all over the map, and high tech. It became a genre that we called world music. It ascended in the 90s, and this is sort of an earlier form of it. They didn't know where to put it. Some of them put it as a new age album, and some of them put it as a soundtrack album, and it I don't know. But he's all over the place with these a lot of Middle Eastern influences on the music for The Passion, which I recommend above the movie, although most people disagree. Most people love the movie. I love the book and the soundtrack. The movie, I wasn't so crazy about. Peter Gabriel, selections from The Passion for Martin Scorsese's The Last Temptation of Christ. And, we'll continue with two German composers, Stefan Schleiermacher and Arnold Schoenberg, of course. You've heard of Schoenberg. Stefan Schleiermacher is a new one to me. He's been around for quite a while. We'll hear one of his pieces called Das Tosen des Zonden Echos. The Roar of the Amazed Echo is roughly how it translates, and this comes from a new release on Vergo called Storm. And music is performed by the ensemble Musikfabrik, conducted by Jean de Roy, and recorded at the WDR Broadcasting Walrerplatz, Cologne, August 22nd, 2009. A 2009 composition just released on Vergo from Stefan Schleiermacher, Das Tosen des Sonden Echos, the Roar of the Amazed Echo. From Schoenberg, we will hear a survivor from Warsaw, and this comes from a a CD on the CPO label released in 1997, including works from Schoenberg and from Messiaen. And this is music performed by the Radio Symphony Orchestra at Saarbrücken, conducted by Hans Zander, and the Chor de Frankfurter Sing Academy, directed by Theo Mulisch, with spoken voice by Roland Herrmann. And this was recorded at the Saarländische Radio Broadcasting Convention Hall in Saarbrücken in January of 1977. A 1947 composition from Arnold Schoenberg, a survivor from Warsaw, which will come up after this 14-minute piece from Stefan Schleiermacher, The Roar of the Amazed Echo, Das Tosen des Sonnenden Echos, on the CD Sturm, released on Vergo just a couple of months ago. You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 979, hour number one. The Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog. Thank you.
Thank you. must have been unconscious most of the time. I remember only the grandiose moment when they all started to sing as if prearranged. The old prayer they had neglected for so many years. The forgotten creed. But I have no recollection how I got underground to live in the sewers of Warsaw so long a time. The day began as usual, refanning when it still was dark. Get out! Whether you slept or whether worries kept you awake the whole night, you had been separated from your children, from your wife, from your parents. You don't know what happened to them. How could you sleep? Get out! The sergeant will be furious! They came out, some very slow. The old ones, the sick men, some with nervous agility. They fear the sergeant. They hurry as much as they can. In vain. Much too much noise. Much too much commotion, and not fast enough. The Feldwebel shouts, Achtung! Stillgestanden! Da wird's mal! Oder soll ich mit dem Gewehr Kolben nachhelfen? Na gut, wenn ihr's durchaus haben wollt! The sergeant and his subordinates hit everyone, young or old, strong or sick, guilty or innocent. It was painful to hear the groaning and the moaning. I heard it, though I had been hit very hard. So hard that I could not help falling down. Ground who could not stand up were then beaten over the head. I must have been unconscious. The next thing I knew was a soldier saying, they are all dead. Whereupon the sergeant ordered to do away with us. There I lay aside, half conscious. It had become and pain. Then I heard the sergeant shouting, Empty! They started slowly and irregularly. One, two, three, four. Empty! The sergeant shouted again. Yes, sir! Noch was für vorne fangen! Minute will ich wissen, wie viele ich zur Gaskammer abliefere. Abzählen! They began again, first slowly. One, two, three, four. Became faster and faster. so fast that it finally sounded like a stampede of wild horses. And all of a sudden, in the middle of it,